Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Avais, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Sagt der Mishnah, Moshe Kibbel Teire Messinai, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Teire from Hashem on Har Sinai. Sagt about Tanura, maybe you're going to learn Perikli Avais, you're going to say, ah, this isn't mamish like what we learned till now. Masechtes Hoiriais, Masechtes Shvuas, Masechtes Bava Basra, this is, you know, nice things, nice midas. The Chachma Yom HaSoylem also wrote some nice svarim about Musar and how you should conduct yourself, proper etiquette, proper way of eating and walking and so on. There are many, many books out there that teach social behavior, how you should act. Say, okay, here's what our Chachamim said. You know, if you ask us, we would say, no, no, no. The Tana starts Moshe Kibbel Torah MeSinai. The Midas, the Musar, we're going to be learning Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach in this Masechta. Isn't something that the Chachmei HaMishnah just thought of. They said, you know, it would be nice if, no, this is Torah from Sinai. It's like Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, it's like Brachis and Masechta Shabbos, there's no difference. So Moshe Kibbel Torah MeSinai. Moshe was Mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai. U'mesar le'Yeshua, gave it over to Yeshua. Now, Moshe taught the Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, but he gave over to Yeshua more than to anyone else, because Yeshua was always next to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'anar le'yamish mitaycha ayil. He understood more of the Torah than anyone else did, and therefore, he's the one that's considered the major Talmud that was mekabel the Torah for Moshe Rabbeinu, and in turn to teach it to others. V'yeshua l'zekeinim. Yeshua gave it over to the Zakenim who lived after Yeshua, and those Zakenim to other Zakenim until it came to the time of the Nevi'im. So when it says Yeshua l'Zakenim, it means, explains about Tanura, many generations of Zakenim. L'Zakenim l'Nevi'im, and the Zakenim gave it over to the Nevi'im. Eli HaKayin, Shmuel HaNavi, and the period of Nevi'im went from the days of Eli HaKayin, Shmuel HaNavi, until more or less the last Nevi'im, Chagi, Zechariah, and Malachi. And that was at the beginning of the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. U'Nevi'im Yisaru li'Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. The Nevi'im gave it over to the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Literally, the men of the great assembly. Who were these people? They were 120 great tzaddikim. They lived at the beginning of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. They included Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi, that were actually the last of the Nevi'im. Nehemiah, Matcha HaTzadik was part of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. The last of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila we'll soon see in the next Mishnah would be Shimon HaTzadik. Ezra HaSoifer was part of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Now, this was a group of 120 people, and it was only these 120. It wasn't like when one of them was Nifter, was replaced by someone else. It went down to 119, 118, and so on. Shimon HaTzadik would be the last one. Why were they called the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, says the Bat Tanura, quoting from the Gemara in Masechtes Yuma, Shechziruhu Atara LeYoshna, they returned the crown to its glory, to its old glory. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Okel HaGadol HaGibra V'Anoira. Yirmiah and Daniel did not say Gibra V'Anoira. They said, oh, he's such tsaris for Klal Yisrael. How can we say Gibber V'Noira? The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila said, no, hein hein gvuraisav, hein hein nuraisav. This is where we see the greatness and the great fear of Hashem. That despite the long and difficult galus, Klal Yisrael is still here, still on this world. That's why they're called the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Zak de Mishnah. Haim Amru. Now really, they said many things. But the Tan is quoting these three things that represent the Kiyum HaTorah. Have a Mesunim Bedin, be patient when you're paskening Shailas. If you have to pasken a din, don't say, oh, I already had this din two or three times. No, no, no. Listen very carefully to what's on the table, to what people are telling you, and make sure you give out a correct psak. V'amidu Talmidim Harba, put a lot of Talmidim into place, teach them, raise them, help them become teachers of others. There was a shita, says the Bat Tanura of Rabban Gamliel, who said, no, only a Talmud that is toichei kibari, that is 100% sincere, should be allowed into the Beis HaMedrash. We don't paskin that. We say allow everyone into the Beis HaMedrash, as long as there's no bad rumors about him. And also says the Batanur, even if you had many Talmidim in your youth, don't say, no, I set up enough Talmidim already. No, 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 as long as you're alive. As long as the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the gift of life, continue teaching. V'yasu siyag la'toira. And make a gather. You shouldn't come to be ivory suri toira. Gather means offense. This refers to the many gzeirais drabanon. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, Moshe gave over the Torah from Sinai to Yehoshua, Yeshua to the Zakenim, Zakenim to the Nevi'im to the Anshei Knesset Agdoila. We said that they're called Anshei Knesset Agdoila because Hechziru Atar Liyoshna. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, La Godoila, Gibra V'Anoira. They took out Gibra V'Anoira. They said, oi, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yidden in Galus. And the Anshei Knesset Agdoila put it back because they said, Hein, Hein, the fact that we could survive in Galus, this shows the greatness, how powerful Hashem is. I want to share with you a beautiful Dvar Torah that I heard from my Rebbe, the Mashgiach Zal Zangezint of Torah Vadas. Galus was a bitter pill to swallow, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and all the tzaris. But really, it was something that the Rabban Hashem did for the survival of Klal Yisrael. We needed this tikkun, we needed this kapara. Now imagine, a child collapses, and his father is a doctor, a famous heart surgeon. Normally, a father does not operate on his own child. But here he had no choice. He quickly did what he had to do, even though it was a very difficult operation on his own child. And the father was crying, vey, vey, woe is to me, look what I have to do to my own son, I have to cut him, and I have to do all kinds of things. The father didn't want to hear, oh, I'm such a great doctor, it was his own son, it was too painful. But when the child came out and survived and said, wow, had anyone else been standing next to me, I wouldn't be here. I'm only here because my father, look what he did for me. He saved my life because of his great skill, because of his great knowledge of who I am, of what a human being is. The words of Yirmiyah and Daniel, they're like the Navi. The words of the Navi is like the words of Hashem. Hashem says, I had to do Golus, but it's so painful. Hashem, Kaviyachol, doesn't want to talk about it. But later on, the Anshei Knesset Agdoila, they're like the child. They're the next generation after the Navi. They say, wow, wow, if our father didn't do this to us, we would have never had a kapara. And now, Baruch Hashem, we're zeichet to endure, we're zeichet to survive. The Mishnah concluded by telling us, they said three main things that represent the Kiyam HaTorah, to be Mesunim Bedin, slow before your paskin, set up as many Talmidim as you can, and make gzeirais, make a fence, around the Torah, just like you put up a fence to protect the field, Chazal should protect the Torah by the various different gzeirois and mitzvahs that are banan that prevent us from being over, chas v'shalom, a mitzvah d'oraisa.